You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We share space with lots of wild animals here in the Bay Area, those we see and those we don't. And unfortunately, one of the most likely places to encounter wildlife is on our roads. Every year, about 6,000 collisions with animals are reported in California, and some of the deadliest stretches of highway in the state are right here in the Bay Area. KALW's Kevin McLean brings us a story about how regular people are helping to change that.
It's Saturday, just after 5 a.m., and Catherine Harold is looking for dead animals.
There's also a high amount of tire marks from people veering suddenly out of the lane.
She cruises down the peninsula in a small tan four-door sedan. A dash cam hangs from her rearview mirror fixed on the beams of her headlights. Her eyes scan left to right, searching for anything weird on the road.
You know, you get kind of used to how to spot them. Some deer, like their legs will stick up a lot in the grasses, so you look for the different shape, right?
Catherine's straight brown hair is pulled back into a messy bun. Not the sloppy kind, the flawless kind. She looks like she just stepped off a runway or out of a magazine and into her puffy winter coat. She works nights at a bar in San Francisco and lives in the South Bay, so her commute is perfectly timed after nightfall when most animals get hit, but before highway cleanup crews pick up the carcasses. If something's really dangerous, she'll call it into the highway patrol.
A road hazard on Highway 280.
Is it north or south?
I'm going southbound.
What's the nearest exit?
I'm about 1 mile north of Bunker Hill Drive.
Okay, and what is it?
It's a dead buck in the fast lane.
Okay, get out there.
She reaches into her bag in the back seat and pulls out a breakfast burrito.
I have salad too back there, but I didn't get to eat it. Oh well.
It's not great road food. Besides, she's trying to stay focused. Catherine is one of hundreds of citizen scientists in the Bay Area who document roadkill.
Well, I will actually turn around and I'll exit the exit to get the photo.
But she's not getting out on the side of the freeway to take a picture with her phone. That's way too dangerous. Instead, she drives close enough so that her dash cam catches what she sees and she describes the scene to the camera.
So this is an attempt to see this buzzard or see what it's eating. There it is. And that's a raccoon. And there was a squirrel, both flat. That raccoon looked to be medium-sized, mangled, buzzard doing its job.
Catherine is sort of the ultimate concerned citizen. When she gets home, she enters each animal into the California Roadkill Observation System, a crowdsourced database that maps roadkill all over the state. Want to know where you're most likely to hit a skunk? There's a map for that. Want to see where beavers, raccoons, or river otters get hit? There's a map for that, too. Animals that we rarely see, mountain lions, porcupines, even an elephant seal, have been hit on California roads and logged into the database. Over the past decade, contributors like Catherine have posted almost 60,000 records of animals killed on the road, complete with some pretty gruesome photos. She tells me about a buck that she thinks got hit by an 18-wheeler.
Then it removed the entire bottom half of this buck, and all of its ribcage and intestines were just still intact on the upper part of the body. Like, where did the lower half go? I have no idea.
The database was created by scientists at UC Davis. Now, with a decade of roadkill data analyzed, they know that some of the highways with the most roadkill in the state are right here in the Bay Area. 101 in Marin, 580 in the East Bay. Among the very worst is the stretch of Highway 280 that runs down the peninsula, the same route Catherine takes day after day. There's a lot of undeveloped land on either side of the freeway, rolling hills on one side, a reservoir surrounded by forests on the other. It's great habitat for animals, except that they have to dodge 8 lanes of traffic to use it.
If there's no fence, they're just going to walk right from the dirt onto the concrete.
That's bad for animals, but it's really dangerous for drivers, too.
Some people instinctually swerve, and then when you're going 65 to 80 miles an hour and you just yank your wheel 15 degrees, you're going to fly off the road, and a lot of people do, and they die.
And that's the thing. vehicles and animals are a bad combination. The human cost is high in cleanup, property damage, injuries, and even death. The Road Ecology Center at UC Davis released a report last year adding up all these costs. Based on insurance claims, they estimate that in 1 year, roadkill in California costs more than $300 million.
It doesn't tell us about the ecological or conservation impacts. It tells us just about the impacts to people, to society. But often that's the thing that gets the government to respond.
That's Fraser Schilling, the director of the Road Ecology Center. In last year's report, he recommends building structures like overpasses and underpasses, and putting fencing up to prevent large animals like deer from getting onto the road in the first place.
Interstate 280, our estimate was it would pay for itself in a year, which is really fast. Every few years, somebody dies on 280 from colliding with a deer.
Over the years, Caltrans has acknowledged the problem, and there has been some movement. The agency approved a $12 million underpass on Highway 17 near Santa Cruz. And in Southern California, there's plans for a $60 million wildlife overpass to help mountain lions and deer cross. Most of that would be privately funded. So far, no such project has been planned for 280, but citizen scientist Catherine Harold is trying to change that. In order to communicate the severity of the issue to Caltrans, she's been reading through records of all the drivers that have died there in recent years.
Because, like, it's seriously hard reading people's obituaries. It's totally brutal. And, you know, I know people want this problem fixed. Sorry. It's really emotional. Like, it really is sad, you know. And it's just, it's fixable, which is even more part of the painfulness of it.
Still, Catherine's motivated. What started as a casual observation of a problem has turned into a calling. After she spent years writing to Caltrans and pressing for change, Catherine started working with the Road Ecology Center as a consultant. When she isn't logging animals in the database or reaching out to state representatives, she's teaching herself how to scrape collision data from the California Highway Patrol website and working towards an environmental science degree.
I never really wanted to be an expert in roadkill, but it just kind of happened. As they've taken so long to fix the problem, I just kept learning more and more.
Catherine says she doesn't plan on stopping until all of her highways are safe for people and for animals. And that might take a while. In the meantime, she keeps her dash cam running. In San Francisco, I'm Kevin McLean for Cross Currents.
Kevin is a fellow in our Audio Academy training program. If you want to learn how you can log roadkill in your neighborhood, we'll show you how. Just go to kelw.org and click Cross Currents.